Welcome to Make a Difference, a podcast about reflection and self-improvement. Each month, the podcast will choose a series of quotes centered around a topic for reflection and then thoughts for discussion and implementation. We all get stuck sometimes, and these shows are designed to show us a way to get unstuck. These shows are published Monday through Friday. Join us daily to make a difference on how you view your personal outlook and hopefully improve it. We will kick off the show with your host, Mark Quinn, after this short break.
Welcome back to Make a Difference. I'm really excited to greet our new listeners in Quebec, Bavaria, and Ashburn, Virginia, who have joined the show this week. Welcome aboard and thank you for joining us. Today's quote by Minor Myers states, "Go into the world and do well. More importantly, go into the world and do good." Minor Myers is the former president of Illinois Wesleyan University, and he captures lightning in a bottle with this quote. It reminds us, while achieving success and prosperity is important, it's equally, if not more, vital to use our talents and resources to make a positive difference in the lives of others. The quote states, "Go into the world and do well." It speaks of the importance of pursuing our goals, achieving success, and striving for personal fulfillment. Whether it's excelling in our careers, building financial stability, or reaching personal milestones, doing well allows us to live comfortable, prosperous lives. The exciting point of this thought is that we have a choice. The individual gets to choose how, why, and when they begin to make a difference in their personal life. Now let's turn to the second part of the quote. More importantly, go into the world and do good. This part of the quote reminds us that true fulfillment and meaning comes from using our success and prosperity to make a positive impact in the world, uplifting those around us, as we have discussed this week. I spoke about being a servant leader and taking the role of being a barrier breaker. But that concept does not stop in our professional lives. Being a barrier breaker has a place as a husband, wife, parent, or friend. By actively striving to become a barrier breaker, you can transform your relationship and create deeper meanings with those you care about. The concept of barriers, though, they're scary. They're often perceived as walls that you have to climb over with great effort, and they require a lot of preparation and change. Preparation and change are scary words. People don't like change or a lot of extra work. There are, however, some simple concepts that can be applied on a daily basis. They don't require all that scary stuff, and let's take a look at some of them. Put yourself in the shoes of your partner, child, or friend, and seek to understand their perspective, emotions, and experiences without judgment. Yes, this is hard. Empathy opens the door to mutual understanding. It strengthens the foundation of any relationship. This requires that you practice active listening in order to really hear what the other party is communicating. And that leads us to number two, active listening. Communication is the key in barrier breaking. Make a conscious effort to listen actively to what others are saying, rather than simply waiting for your turn to speak. Show genuine interest in their thoughts and feelings. Validate their experiences. Remember that communication can come in many forms, not just listening. Slow down. Take a moment to read the nonverbals and take in the whole picture. If you really want to examine active listening in more detail, check out show 146. Celebrate differences. Embrace the uniqueness of each individual in your life. Celebrate differences in opinions, interests, backgrounds. Recognizing that the diversity enriches relationships. I was reading an article on social media this morning that shared so much of how communication is taking place as a knee-jerk emotional reaction to a headline. It appears that many are so concerned with right and wrong that they must blame someone for having a different point of view. It requires that one takes a moment to actively listen and pause for reflection before understanding. It's great that someone agrees with your point of view, and it strokes the ego. But honestly, how boring would it become if all we had was an echo chamber of our own thoughts? I love salmon. but it would not be the treat that it is if I could only prepare it one way for the rest of my life. Avoid trying to change others to fit your expectations, and instead appreciate them for who they are. Support growth. Be their cheerleader always. Offer guidance where possible. Encourage and support as they pursue their goals and aspirations. Celebrate their achievements and provide a safe space for them to explore their potential. Remember, the iceberg principle, all the work is under the water for the very small success that we see above the waterline, and we'd like to believe that it is a linear upward graph line to success when we know it's a squiggly line that goes every which way and sometimes crosses over itself. Break down barriers by creating opportunities for those shared experiences and quality time together, whether it's hobbies, adventures, or simply spending time talking and laughing. Shared experiences strengthen bonds and create lasting memories. I know I said I'd avoid things that require planning and change, but this point was just too good not to mention. This one's challenging. Practice forgiveness. Let go of those grudges and resentments by practicing forgiveness. Recognize that everyone makes mistakes, including yourself, and be willing to forgive and move forward, and that includes yourself. Forgiveness frees both parties from the weight of past grievances and allows relationships to thrive. Lead by example. Be that catalyst for change in your relationship by leading by example. Demonstrate kindness, empathy, openness in your interactions with others, inspiring to do the same. Your actions have power to break down barriers and create a ripple effect of positive change. And if you remember, we talked about the power of a ripple. You have no idea how far or how big your ripple may get. Take a moment and consider everything that's been mentioned here. Implementing these creative strategies in your daily interaction becomes the power of breaking barriers in your relationships. Not all of them apply at the same time every day, but perhaps considering them both in isolation and as a complete idea, you can begin to bring power to your ability to break barriers. Go into the world, do well, but more importantly, go into the world and do good. Are you sensitive and open to doing good today? That's what I'm thinking about, and I'll see you in our next show.
If you like what you're hearing on the show, make the choice to subscribe today. The show is gaining listeners all over the world, and we're grateful for your support. If you have any thoughts or comments about the show, reach out to us at makeadifferencenow2020@gmail.com. We look forward to seeing you on our next episode.